On this Veterans Day, we're going to spend a few moments with a man, a former U.S. Marine, who lives and works on hallowed ground. I met him this past summertime when I went to a cemetery in Cambridge, England, a region that was brimming with U.S. GIs in World War II.
My name is Michael Green, and I'm the superintendent of the Cambridge American Cemetery. I've had the honor of serving at five others. It's the sixth.
The others include Meuse-Argonne, the largest American cemetery in Europe. It's in eastern France. More than 14,000 troops are buried there from World War I. Green looked after the cemetery in Normandy as well, the most visited American graveyard overseas. It's on Omaha Beach. He served at the American Cemetery in Sorrens outside of Paris, at the American Cemetery in Carthage in Tunisia, a little bit of America in northern Africa, and at the American Cemetery in Belgium, known as the Ardennes. Michael Green never set out to spend so much time looking out for America's military dead and missing overseas. He happened upon his work with the American Battle Monuments Commission by chance.
I didn't know we had any American cemeteries outside the United States until I was hired by this agency. And I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps, and I thought I knew a few things. Mm-hmm. And when I learned, I really didn't know a lot. When I started working at a place called Meuse-Argonne, and they have 9 Medal of Honor recipients there, and one of them is a United States Marine Medal of Honor recipient. You start reading these stories, and you say, wow, how come I didn't know this? You know, because the Marine Corps used to teach us to remember those that went before us. Well, these guys went before us, way before us. Of course, the Marine Corps is really famous for a place called Belleau Woods, where they fought and stopped the Huns or the Germans, however you want to call them, from getting into Paris, and they fought very valiantly and earned the title Devil Dog. But all that being said, I realized that what our real mission is, and that's been sort of neglected, and this is back in 97, is telling the stories. And when I was transferred finally to Sorrens, I made a commitment to these soldiers that I would tell everybody that's willing to listen, every chance I get, that they're out here and they're still on duty. Because it's the visitor that validates their sacrifice. And if nobody comes to visit, then what's it all about? And I sat at cemeteries where nobody visits, day after day after day after day.
Here at the Cambridge American Cemetery, it's busier than that. Visitors come to pay respects and gaze out over the green slopes dotted with white marble tombstones. Michael Green says they tell the stories of men and women lost in war who we may never have known otherwise.
The one I'm looking for here has a little different story to tell us, because he actually started his combat action in World War I. Thomas Hitchcock. He was a pilot in World War I, an ace, in fact. And, of course, we did win the war, the Great War. But he survived it, and he became a multimillionaire by joining the, what was known, we know it pretty historically, as the Lehman Company. And the war breaks out. Now, this guy was independently wealthy, had his own airplane, had no need to go into war again, but he believed in liberty enough that he volunteered. And he was a pilot because of his aviation skills. And on 18 April 1944, he was doing some testing with an aircraft, and the aircraft crashed, and he was killed. A reminder again of the accidents that did take place during the in Cambridge, England, or England, Great Britain, just to be more particular or specific, that happened.
Now, we were just visiting on that day. Michael Green lives in this place. We asked him what that was like.
You know, it's a very good question. I find myself attracted to it because you find an attachment to these heroes. From that perspective, it's a passion, and when you're living your passion, it's like a win-win situation, if that's how I can explain it. It can be challenging because you're always doing it 24/7. You know, like most people go home after work. My home is my work. And because I love it so much, I don't look at it from a negative perspective. In other words, I look out my window and I see those heroes. It's like a kinship. Is that the way to... It's hard to explain, but it's an attachment that you become at every cemetery. And then when you leave, it's like you're leaving, you're saying goodbye to them, but you're not saying goodbye. You're saying, I'm going to another place to take care and remind the world of them. And that's that for me, I love living on the site because of that.
Michael Green's home overlooks the pristine white graves of 3,812 mostly American servicemen and women. and a vast wall chiseled with the names of 5,167 missing in action. The final resting place for most of those veterans is at sea.